Dhul-Qarnayn said, "This is a mercy from my Lord, but when the promise of my Lord comes, he will make it level, and ever is the promise of my Lord true. And we will leave them that day surging over each other, and then the horn will be blown, and we will assemble them in one assembly. And we will present hell that day to the disbelievers on display. Those whose eyes had been within a cover from my remembrance, and they were not able to hear. Then do those who disbelieve think that they can take my servants instead of me as allies? Indeed, we have prepared hell for the disbelievers as a lodging. Say, O Muhammad, shall we believers inform you of the greatest losers as to their deeds? They are those whose effort is lost in worldly life, while they think that they are doing well in work. Those are the ones who disbelieve in the verses of their Lord and in their meeting Him, so their deeds have become worthless, and we will not assign to them on the day of resurrection any importance. That is their recompense, hell, for what they denied and because they took my signs and my messengers in ridicule. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise as a lodging, wherein they abide eternally. They will not desire from it any transfer. Say, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even if we brought the like of it as a supplement. Say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone."